right now, we are honored to be joined by the Deputy Commissioner, North Dakota State Ag Department, Tom Bodine. Tom, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day for us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good to have you here. And you guys got to do a little bit of a tour, an agricultural animal tour, State Ag Department involved with. You went, well, let's talk about that first. Where did you go? What did you see?
Sounds great. And, you know, I guess coming out of the session, I know the commissioner, a lot of legislators, ag groups really put a focus on growing our agriculture industry, especially on the livestock side. There's one of the legislations that passed looked at a task force to review zoning ordinances when it comes to animal agriculture. And so it was a great opportunity. It was a two-day tour looking at facilities, egg producers in North Dakota that raise livestock, from dairy to beef cattle to swine. Was able to swing over to neighboring state of Minnesota, look at a decent-sized operation dairy there, and ended up in South Dakota where we were able to go through some Dakota layers to look at egg production. So it was just a good opportunity to see what's out there and for the group along the way to see how do we move forward and make recommendations up in the next legislative session.
Well, and that being said, Tom, what kinds of recommendations, you know, seeing what the other states are doing, seeing what's happening in Minnesota, seeing what's happening in South Dakota. I mean, if you look at South Dakota and their animal agriculture, it's really, I've heard people say it's a perfect roadmap to what we want to do. So what are they doing that we're not doing?
It's a combination. And what I would say with North Dakota agriculture, farmers do a phenomenal job, or people in livestock do a phenomenal job. It's just that some especially on that I-29 corridor in South Dakota, some of the operations where you have milk plants, also cheese plants, swine processing facilities, and how they look at their grains they produce to be able to add value through an animal, and it just stays local in that community. I remember in Brookings, they were talking about how 1 million pounds of milk is produced within 1 hour of that, of the town of Brookings, which is, you know, just sort of amazing. Unfortunately, our cow numbers have been going down on the dairy side. We've been trying to do some things to turn that around, but at the same time, you know, they're looking at growing their dairy industry. We continue to be on a decline, and hopefully we'll get that turned around.
That's an amazing amount of dairy products coming out of that area. I had no idea that they were producing that there. That's pretty impressive.
It is, and that's the thing that the commissioners always have had in mind, is continuing to complement what we do in North Dakota, which farmers do a phenomenal job of producing the crops needed, especially with some of these processing facilities coming in, being able to utilize the DDGs. So we are looking at almost a blueprint for development, and that's a part of this task force to look at how do we do it in a responsible manner, biosecure manner, but also allow our grain farmers to take advantage of animals in their area.
Well, and it seems to me like over the last several years, Tom, that there's been quite the buzz about animal agriculture in this state. It feels like you know, we're about to move on something here. It feels like there's a buzz about it, where, you know, there's exciting times ahead.
And I couldn't agree more. I think that when you look at all that we have in this state, we have open spaces. We have, you know, communities that would accept it. We have the ability to continue to take advantage of the new ag processing facilities coming in. And we just need one step at a time. We hope growth will be coming soon, but we also understand it could be a steady growth. And not only today, but future generations. And that was what was very exciting about seeing what's happening in other areas. It's not only this generation that's involved, it's the next generation coming back. And so they're looking back in the same footprint of their farm, but they're adding other operations. So their sons and daughters, the new next generation, are able to come back and be involved, where you can't continue to grow all the farm ground, but you can add back into it to complement each other. And it just allows the next generation to be involved, because that's all of, you know, anybody in agriculture, or most people, I should say, would love to leave something to the next generation, be able to work with family or a new generation, and they're able to do it in those places. And so that's very exciting going forward.
And Tom, it seems to me too that, I don't know, over the last several years, it seems like people have begun to be more and more mindful, and more, there's more and more importance placed on where exactly is what I'm eating coming from? Where is the meat coming from? And that's another thing that opens the door for, you know, more places to be involved with animal agriculture, because people want to know, oh, this is locally grown. This came right, you know, I know the guy, where I know the producer, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, our cattle producers here raise some of the best quality in the country. And so wouldn't it be nice to have that opportunity where you can buy local beef and, you know, and have those genetics available to local consumers. And so as you see, you know, if this starts developing, you not only see, you know, the livestock operations, you see the egg process, and you might see a feed plant, but also the consumer is able to take advantage of it. I know the commissioner is huge. You know, we support anything from local foods all the way to international marketing. But understanding where your food is and is produced is important to people, and we want to create that opportunity. There is some of that already going on, but if we can add to it, it would be not only awesome for the egg producer, but also for the customers that want that quality product here local.
So when you look ahead to next session, Tom, and what kinds of things need to happen, what kind of message needs to be brought so that we continue to move forward in North Dakota?
And I think it's really up to this committee with the commissioner task in that task force to look at how, you know, and I don't want to, you look at the old studies and how things were produced on a large scale animal operation. To do it environmentally correctly is very important, but also embracing modern technology. It was absolutely amazing for this group. You would be within a couple hundred feet and you wouldn't smell any animals. And just the new ventilation, how they contain it, how they process it, how it's actually available for local grain farmers to utilize the fertilizer, it's all done in a manageable area. And so I think this committee will have a great opportunity to make suggestions. You know, and you look at how they're able to do it in other places, and can we also bring that same approach here? And I'll give you one example. It was the Dakota layers. I can't remember how many, I think it was over 1 million eggs were produced out of that facility a day, but they also had a hatchery. That hatchery was in a certain distance away from that facility, which then they had another startup barn away from that facility. So you had three types of operations that did feed off of each other, but were spaced out. One where you can control the manure coming out of it, but at the same time, they were doing it for business reasons, to make sure the biosecurity is kept. And so everything you do is to make sure that we do it in a responsible manner. And I think we can, I know we can do it in this state. And I, those that are already doing it, I hats off to them. Anybody involved in agriculture, shoot, we admire them all the time about the great job they do. But we can grow on it. We can add to it. And that's what we're looking forward out of this next session.
Tom Bodine, Deputy Commissioner, North Dakota State Ag Department. Tom, thanks so much for taking some time for us today. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.